Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
This is Jeopardy! Now entering our studio, he doesn't want to be traded, but just in case, he has a list of five places he'd like to be traded to. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson. He said his Jeopardy loss last week was because he was too busy fighting for the right to parlay. It's Dan Dibley. And our returning champion, he never got left alone at the three-point line because when he played, there was no three-point line. It's Matt Steinmetz. And now your host for Jeopardy, today, day, day, he considers himself, the luckiest man on the face of the earth. It's Whitey Gleason.
Thank you, Kyle. Welcome to Jeopardy. Nice job, Kyle. Jeopardy, of course, the game of useless sports knowledge. And just as the Warriors bounce back this week from a couple of bitter losses, so too will Guru and Dibs be looking to bounce back today from a controversial Steiny win that nonetheless catapulted him to the top of the standings in the race for the coveted Nahigian Cup. And not to go all 50 Cent featuring Dr. Dre and Alicia Keys on you, but it's a new day, and party people say we have $1, $2, and $3 values in the Jeopardy round, $2, $4, $6 values in the Dibley Double round, which of course includes two Dibley Doubles. Before we get started, there has been just an outpouring of concern over buzzers, especially Gurus, and I know we haven't done this in a while, so if it's okay with everybody, I would love to test the buzzers. Steiny, how's your buzzer? How's it sounding?
Steiny.
Sounds good. Guru?
Guru.
Okay, all right. Any issues, Guru, on your end? Sounds good, right? We're good to go? Yeah.
Only when somebody else is fighting me. Why?
Gotcha. I gotcha. Dibs?
Dibs.
All right, here we go. Kyle Madsen is our
cool and collective.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Kyle Madsen, our judge again today, settling all disputes with the wisdom of Freddie Solomon. And today our players will try their luck with these categories in the Jeopardy round. We have spring training. That's spring training, bad contracts, and today's category to Kyle is going to be one-year Warriors, okay? Spring training, by the way, T-R-A-I-N is in quotation marks, so each correct response will include train in some form. Spring training, bad contracts, and one-year Warriors, a category to Kyle. Steiny, you're the champion, so please choose a category. Let's play some Jeopardy.
Let's go bad contracts for one, Whitey.
You got it. Bad contracts for one. Every July 1st until 20.
Guru! Guru!
Yes, Guru!
Who is Bobby Bonilla?
Bobby Bonilla is right. Yes, he gets a check worth $1.19 mil from the Mets. $1 is yours, Guru, and the board is yours, sir.
Let's do bad contracts for two. I feel hot, Whitey. Bad contracts for two.
Bad. There's a little pizza left in the box, Goo. Bad contracts for two. Chicago fans still can't believe the Bears gave this quarterback an extension worth $126 mil over 7 years in 2014.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
Who's Jay Cutler?
That is correct. Damn. And Dibley has $2, has the lead. Your board, Dan Dibley.
Bad contracts for three, please, Kev.
Radio.com says this Houston Rockets deal worth $171 million over 4 years is the worst contract in our league.
Guru.
Yes, Guru.
Who is John Wall?
That is correct. Well done, Guru. Man, you've got $4 now. Yeah, that completes that category.
Nice
Guru four, Dibs two. Yeah. Steiny, just biding his time with the patience of a reptile here. Spring training remaining. And
I had three wrong already had I buzzed. Seriously.
That's well played. The old Steiny would have answered all those and been in the hole. So, Guru, where you want to go?
Let's go spring. I want to go to heaven, Whitey, but let's go to spring training for one.
I want to go to spring training. Don't you want to go to spring training? That'd be great.
Yeah.
Spring training for one. Nickname that was shared by Mike Allstott, Anthony Thomas, and Artis Gilmore.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
What is A-Train?
A-Train is right. Well done, Dibs. You've got $3. Now, Guru 4, Dibs 3, Steiny, not yet on the board. Dibs, what do you want to do?
One-year Warriors for one, please. Whitey.
Are you sure? Because that's a category to Kyle. Are you sure you want to go there?
Did I? Well, actually, I did stutter. So, yes, thank you for asking.
Yes. All right, here's Kyle.
Stephen Curry's backup in 2012-13, now the veteran on the NBA G League Ignite.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
Who's Quinn Cook?
Sorry, that'll cost you $1. Down to two you go.
Guru.
Yes, Guru.
Who is Jarrett Jack?
That's right, Guru. Two more gives you six. Guru, you're bored, sir.
One.
That was one. That was one.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, you know what?
I'm sorry. Playing in the G League?
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. Yes, thank you for the correction. Five. Oh, Guru, I'm sorry. My mistake. You have five. I got so excited. Your enthusiasm's rubbing off on me. Guru, what do you want to do?
Let's do spring training for two, Whitey.
Spring training for two. Anthony Reyes is the Giants, while the Warriors is Drew Yoder.
Steiny.
Yes, Steiny.
Who is the athletic trainer?
What is an athletic trainer? Yes, that's nice. Right. Two for you, Steiny. So Guru 5, Dibs 2, Steiny 2. Steiny, we have spring training for 3, 1 year Warriors for 2 and 3 remaining in the Jockerty round.
1 year Warriors for 2, please.
Here's Kyle.
The Warriors were one of his 9 NBA stops and one of the 4 teams he scored 50 points for.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
Who's Antoine Jameson?
Incorrect. Takes you to 0.
Steiny.
Anybody? Yes, Steiny.
Who's Jamal Crawford?
That's right, Steiny. 2 more gives you 4, and you're just one off the lead now.
For 3, 1 year Warriors.
To complete the category one more time, here's Kyle.
This 13-year NBA veteran spent the 2003-2004 season in Golden State, and despite his last name, went to school at Purdue, not Stanford.
Dibs.
Guru.
Yes, Dibs.
Oh,
who is
no.
Cardinal?
That's right. Oh, Ryan Cardinal. That. Well done. Dibs, you're right back in the
damn
thick
it.
Of it. Guru 5, Steiny 4.
Just got
there
it.
Is no swearing in the Jockery round. There is swearing in the Dibbly double round, Guru. There is
I
no
gotcha.
Swearing.
I'm the Draymond of this
round.
Show.
Yeah.
Man.
Guru 5, Steiny 4, Dibs 3. Oh. So, yeah.
Kyle,
all we
well
have
crafted.
Left here.
Well crafted. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. So, Dibs, you're bored, right? We have spring training for 3 to complete the round, and here's the clue. Nickname of Hall of Famer Walter Johnson, whose fastball was said to have the power and speed of a locomotive, apparently a large one. Nobody? What is Big Train? The Big Train or Big Train Walter Johnson?
Damn.
Yeah, the Big Train. All right.
Shoot.
So what a match we have at the break here. Guru 5, Steiny 4, Dibs 3. We'll just take just a moment here to get to know our players a little bit better. Matt Steinmetz, you, of course, have shared many, many unforgettable stories over the years of playing high school and college basketball in Pennsylvania. A few forgettable ones, but many unforgettable ones. Growing up back east. What brought you, Steiny, and I honestly don't know the answer to this, what brought you out to California in the first place?
Oh, Jeez, Whitey. I grew up in a place called Reading, Pennsylvania, and I went to college 40 minutes from Reading, Pennsylvania. And then I came back to Reading, Pennsylvania after I graduated from college. And I said, you know what? If I don't get out of here right now, I will spend the rest of my life in Reading, Pennsylvania. And I don't feel like doing that right now. Hence, a cross-country drive.
And here you are. All right. Well done. Yeah. Okay.
And the weather. Ugh,
yeah.
Weather.
Sure. Sure. Did you want to go to Reading, California? Is that why it's like Reading, Pennsylvania?
Not
California?
Spelled the same. It's not spelled
okay,
the same.
Thank you. My mistake. Yeah. Guru, your passion for sports shines through everything you do and say on the air. As a fan, Guru, what would you say was your happiest moment in life as a sports fan?
Going to the Dallas Cowboy Texas Stadium to see my first football game with my father, Norman. It was the Steelers and Cowboys, Bradshaw against Roger Staubach. That
oh,
was
man.
My happiest moment.
Are you serious?
Yeah, true story. And that's how I fell in love with him. Mm-hmm.
Mm. The Cowboys, did they prevail that day?
Yeah, they won 31-28, and it was a field goal at the end by Rafael Septian to win it.
And hooked for life. That was it, huh, Goo? You were hooked.
Incredible.
At that
I'm Chris Brown. I'm loyal. Very
nice. Finally, and you have the lead here, Guru. Best of luck to you the rest of the way. Dan Dibley, you're a man of so many talents. We all know that. But if you weren't one of America's premier sports radio personalities, which I don't even want to think about, but if you weren't, what do you think? What's your best guess at what you'd be doing for a living?
PE teacher slash high school sports coach of some variety. And, you know, the security of being a teacher and the gift of being able to give back, Whitey, is something that I've always cherished, as you well know, having known me now for the better part of 15 years. So it would be definitely helping tomorrow's youth be better. Hashtag be better.
That is wonderful. What a just wonderful series of answers. Thank you, players, and best of luck to all of you here. Once again, as we head to the Dibley double round, we got two Dibley doubles out there. Guru 5, Steiny 4, Dibs 3. Here are the categories in the Dibley double round. $2, $4, and $6 values. We have Hugh Am I. Hugh, by the way, is not in quotation marks. So we're not necessarily looking for anybody named Hugh. Hugh Am I. We have Let's Get Technical, and we have four-letter words. Real quick on four-letter words, going to be a bit of a stickler. The responses have to include a four-letter word. So, in other words, if the correct response is ball, and you say, what are balls? Balls is a five-letter word. So it's going to be B-A-L-L.
Balls.
So we're looking for, yeah.
He said balls.
He said balls.
Beer. Mm, balls. Yeah. A little blue this week. Why are you talking about balls?
Yes, balls, he said. Yes. Okay, so. Hugh Am I, Let's Get Technical, four-letter words. Dibs, you currently trail, so you get to choose a category here, and let's play a Dibley Double Round Jeopardy.
Four-letter words for two, please, Whitey.
Four-letter words for two. The modern version of it originated in 15th century Scotland.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
What is golf?
Golf, G-O-L-F. That's the four-letter word, and you now have $5. You're tied for the lead.
Four-letter words for six. Skin now.
Found the first of our Dibley doubles. Guru 5, Dibs 5, Steiny 4. How much do you... Here, come. Those chickens. How much do you want to wager, Dibs?
There's a four-letter word that means chicken that I won't utter for fear of having this whole thing be dumped. But, if the chicken fits, wear it. I'm going with three, Whitey, three.
Okay, here's your clue. A league high 16 passes intended for Pittsburgh's Deontay Johnson last season resulted in one of these.
What is a drop?
Correct. Well done, Dan Dibley. Three more gives you eight. We have four-letter words for four. Let's get technical and Hugh Am I the whole dang things.
Let's get technical for six, Whitey.
Let's get technical for six. He's the all-time NBA career leader in technical fouls.
Guru. And, Guru.
Yes, Guru. Yes, Guru.
Who is Rasheed Wallace?
Sorry, that's incorrect. Takes you to negative one. All-time NBA career leader in technical fouls, and he delivered more points than anyone but Kareem.
Dibs.
Yes, Dibs.
Who's Karl Malone?
That is right. $6 more gives you 14. Big turning point right there. Dibs. You're bored still.
Hugh am I for six, please.
What is the four?
It's
a new category. New category. You might not have a clue here.
Interesting point you make, Steiny. How much do you want to wager now, Dan Dibley, leading 14 to 4 to negative 1?
$1.
$1. Hugh am I. I won 211 major league games, including 16 with the world champ Marlins in 97, and was an all-star six times.
Who is Kevin Brown?
That is correct. Well done. Hugh Brown Colors. You've got 15 dibs. Yeah.
Wow.
That's like, whew.
That is
like a labyrinth play right there. On the way to the answer there.
Man.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Good thing I didn't say
dibs.
Levon Hernandez. Hugh am I for two, please.
I won 72 games for the Giants and 124 games and three World Series with the A's.
Dibs.
Yes, dibs.
Who's Vida Blue?
This is not Fresno, but that is the answer. So you've got 17 dibs. Hugh am I for four. Let's get technical for two. Jeez. And four. And four-letter words for four remaining.
Hugh am I for four, please.
I was first-team All-Pro at defensive tackle four times and a Super Bowl champ with the Steelers four times.
Steiny. Oh,
yes, Steiny.
Who's Mean Joe Green?
Mean Joe Green is right. Well done, Steiny. Four more gives you eight. And so we have somebody check on Guru. Do we have a pulse? Is everything okay over there?
I'm here. Yeah. I'm here.
Okay, good, good, good. Let's get technical for two and four and four-letter words for four. Steiny, what do you want to do?
Let's get technical, Whitey, for two.
This Oakland native picked up more.
Guru.
Yes,
Guru.
Yes, Guru.
Who is Gary Payton?
Gary Payton is right.
There he
You're
is.
On the positive side of ledger now with $1, Goo.
Shoot.
Nice job,
what
Goo.
What do we got left, Whitey?
Yeah, let's get technical for four and four-letter
hey,
words.
This game's not over, Goo. Don't
I
do
know,
that.
I know. That's what right. I'm asking. What's left?
Yeah.
Let's get technical for four, Whitey. I need it.
This team has crossed the line and drawn more tees this year than any other team. But for
Guru.
The first time, yes, Guru.
Who are the Golden State Warriors?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
You said cross the line. I went Steve Kerr. I'll
This team has crossed the line and drawn more tees this year than any other team, but for the first time in many years, they have not had to cross the border.
Dibs.
Oh my
yes,
gosh.
Dibs.
Who is Toronto?
Toronto dibs. Raptors is it. Yes,
oh Dibs got that.
And
Kyle,
you may have found
Dibs got that? All right.
Yeah, he did.
I'm okay.
Stoddy tried to buzz in. I didn't hear you, Stoddy.
Yeah, it was real tentative kind of on the back end. It was a tortoise hair situation.
Okay.
So you may have found safe harbor there, Dibs, but we'll complete the Dibley double round. Four-letter words for four. Your clue, points in baseball.
Guru.
Yes, Guru.
What are runs?
Runs is right. Four more, unfortunately, gets you just to negative one. So here's the scores we had.
No,
to
no.
The,
I have some positive one.
Positive one, yeah.
Damn,
positive.
Whitey.
Thank you. I'm having a heck of a time with the scoring today. Yeah. Yeah, my apologies to you, Goo.
Whitey, go to hell, man.
Yeah, you got it. Steiny 8, Guru 1. The category for final Jeopardy is famous sports cities. So base your wagers on famous sports cities. Okay? Dibs of 21. Steiny 8 and Guru, my apologies. $1 for you. My apologies in my attempts to shortchange you there. Let me know when you decide what your wagers will be. We'll conclude the game with the clue here in Final Jeopardy. Been quite
hey, Whitey,
match.
Real quick.
Yes, sir.
Somebody was just in my ear and said, legal when you get a chance.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. And you're listening to Jeopardy. Dibs, unless he gets, you know, really, really risky here, he should have the win, but we'll see. All right.
Hold on, Whitey. Hold on. Right. Kyle, I changed my bet. I just sent it again. I'm got to, yeah, here we go. All right, here comes Kyle.
All right,
ready, Whitey.
The category Famous Sports Cities. Here is your clue. Of all the U.S. cities ranked in the top 10 for most professional championships won, this is the only city that has celebrated all those titles in only one sport. Good luck. Here it is for you again. Of all the U.S. cities ranked in the top 10 for most professional championships won, this is the only city that has celebrated all of those titles in only one sport. We had a heck of a match going into the Dibley Double Round. But Dibs was on fire, so he has a lead 21-8-1.
I got it.
Of all the U.S. cities ranked in the top 10 for most professional championships won, this is the only city that has celebrated all those titles in only one sport. We'll start with you, Guru. What do you got?
Who is, oh, man. Who is Dallas? Why?
Dallas, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Of course, the Mavericks have won a championship as well, so they have not had all their championships in one sport. What did you wager, Goo?
One.
One, okay. Takes you to zero. Matt Steinmetz, over to you we go. You seemed to struggle with this when it appeared. It sounded like you were struggling with this one.
I was, and then at the very end, I feel like I might have hit a three-pointer to win it, at least get it. What is San Antonio?
San Antonio is incorrect. They're not in the top 10 in championships. What was your wager, Steiny?
One less than I had, seven, I think.
That's right.
Okay. So $1, and over to Dibs we go. It looks like you're going to celebrate a win today, Dibs, but, you know, we got to cross the T's and dot the I's. What was your response?
I don't think I had it right. What is Kansas City? It's a great
Kansas
question.
City.
Great
Kansas
answer.
Kansas City. No, correct. Of course, the Royals have won, and the Chiefs have won.
You don't have to rub it in.
For the third largest city in the great state of Wisconsin, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Was the
there
city
you go.
That we were looking for. What was your wager, Dibs?
Just four, Whitey.
Congratulations. Dan Dibley is the Jeopardy champion. $17 today. 10 more big points in the race for the Nahegian Cup. Now, Dibs, with 42, you now have a six-point lead over Steiny in second place. Guru trailing with 13. Congratulations, Dan Dibley.
Thank you, Whitey. Before my acceptance speech and my self-congratulatory monologue, Steiny, you seem baffled. What's going on over there?
I am. And this is congrats, Dibs, first. I want you to make, and I'm going to give you your time. I must have, how many championships did the Packers win, Whitey?
They won a couple Super Bowls, and then they won, I don't know, like seven NFL championships, something like that. So,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, okay. That's fine. Right.
Yeah, the Green Bay 36ers never won a basketball title, and their hockey team's no good. So,
yeah. Is Green Bay a top 10 city? Did I hear that wrong?
It's a top 10
in championships won. So, you know, you got Boston, which the Patriots and the Celtics. Right. And, you know, Detroit was one I thought of, but then those darn Red Wings won a few. And, you know, just really, really good, Whitey. Really a trick question.
Yeah, well, hold on a little bit on that.
Well, Steiny, before you interject, I would like to have my opportunity before you you talk block me into submission. Thank you, Whitey. It does feel good to be the champ again, Steiny. Without your whining and sniveling, I think we can move forward with Goo, you were hot. You were hot early. You got derailed on the quick buzzer on the cross the line instead of cross the border. But other than that, thrilling game, a lot of fun, a seesaw affair.
Absolutely. Matt Steinmetz, it sounds like you still had some issues you needed to discuss.
I'm not going to be painted as a crybaby. Pre-Super Bowl, the Packers won seven championships, right?
Just tell you, here's how it goes. Number one, okay. New York City, 61 championships. Boston, second. Then Chicago, Los Angeles, Detroit, Bay Area, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, St. Louis. And you got a tie for 10th with Washington, Green Bay, and Cleveland. And Green Bay has a total of 13 major sports championships. NFL, AFL, All-American Football Conference. Wikipedia, my source here, 13 championships for Green Bay, Wisconsin. So of these 10 cities with the most sports championships, Green Bay is the only city that has all of those in one sport.
No. Whitey.
No, Whitey. Hey, Wagyu, we're fine. We're fine.
No, I'm not fine. Whitey, are you there?
Yes. Guru, you're fine. Hey, come on.
Well, yes. When I got off to the I'm playing with a heavy heart. My Uncle Herbie passed last night in Dallas, Texas, and I was going to dedicate this win to him. And I got off to a good start. But anyway, RIP to my Uncle Herbie in Dallas, Texas. That's all I got.
Absolutely, Goo. Yes. Well said. Steiny?
Tough to follow that up with some pettiness about the game. I know that.
Tough. Okay. But you'll find a way to do it.
Right, you have an issue with the question?
Not an issue. It's just a little, yeah, I was a little quirky. You know, when I was thinking championships.
A little misleading a little bit, though.
I just went back to it. It was brilliantly
crafted. And
You put your own parameters on it.
You mentally set your own parameters. He laid it out open-ended, and you thought about the New York Yankees and their 27th title. You had to work your way through it, but you didn't get to Green Bay. None of us did. Score this one for Whitey. And we're on to Cincinnati.
Let me just say this.
I guess
this,
what I'm saying is.
Steiny, this isn't the first time, but I've heard, you know, not just from you guys, other people that have played, oh, that was misleading. To which I say, yeah, hello. Yeah.
Hello,
lady.
Yeah. Hello? You have to listen and pay attention to the entire clue. That's all. Yeah.
Whitey, you're a big letter of the law guy, right? Not spirit of the law, I can tell. But let me expand on that. I'm thinking
I
San
was
Antonio,
until last
huh?
week.
That's six times.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they are 20th. Well, San Antonio Green Bay, is how many? 20th. Yeah, San Antonio is 20th on the list of the top. Yeah.
Right, and I just thought off the top of my head.
Five.
How many championships have the Packers won? Like Super Bowls, and I was like, they probably got a couple with Horning and Starr, maybe three or four.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were going back to 1930.
Huh? Yeah. You know. And as for your charge that I am more the spirit of the law than the letter
kind
of the law. I know. Last week, Juan Toscano Anderson, and we gave you that, Steiny. Yeah, Juan Toscano Anderson.
Right. Yeah, you're right, Whitey. Nice job.
Maybe you're the Draymond of the show, Steiny. Unhappy when you get the calls, unhappy when you don't get the calls.
I'm a man of nuance.
Yeah. No,
I don't do enough. You know, I'm one-dimensional. I'm more like Damian Lee. Although, does he have a dimension? All right. When we come back.
Phenomenal.
Whitey,
man.
Thank you so much, Whitey. Thank you.
Whitey, man. Great
take
match.
It easy, Whitey.
Well played. Good job, Dibley.
Whitey, go to hell, man.
Well, I've seen enough.
All right. Congrats, Dibs. Congrats.
Thanks,
when we come back, I never paid off that tease about how nerds are ruining the NBA. We're going to get into that on the seriously. We got an issue, apparently, between old school and new school. And it's going to be talked about on the other side, whether you like it or not, on 95.7 The Game.